Let's go to our friend Jim Roop.
Oh, Roop, there it is.
Roop, there it is. Roop, there it is. Roop, there it is.
That's the special Transylvania Jim Roop song.
That's
Jim.
The Count from Sesame Street.
Jim?
Roop, there it is. One, two.
Yeah, that was great.
Thank you.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Jim, tell us about this horrific story. I'm sorry we have to even report on it, but here we are.
Well, this happened on Friday, and this video went viral. Although it was taken down pretty quickly, I did get a chance to see the whole thing. It's very disturbing. A woman, an 18-year-old woman by the name of Abdulia Sanchez up in Merced County, was driving drunk, allegedly. She was charged today, so we'll get into that in a second. But she was driving allegedly drunk, streaming live on Instagram the entire time. She loses control of her car, rolls the car into a barbed wire fence, and lands in a field. Her 14-year-old sister and another young girl in a back seat were ejected. Her sister died in the crash. But the most disturbing part of that is she didn't stop. She didn't hang up the phone and call 911. She kept streaming. And you see her next to her sister's body with a massive head injury, talking about how her sister's dying. Look, I'm going to jail for the rest of my life. I don't care. Swearing the whole time.
Oh, my God.
Just continuing with the live streaming. Her sister did die in that crash.
Oh.
She was arrested. She's charged now with a handful, about six charges, gross vehicular manslaughter, manslaughter with gross negligence, two counts of that. She's facing two counts of driving under the influence resulting in injury and two counts of driving with 0.08 or higher blood alcohol content causing injury. So she faces about 14 years in prison if convicted on all charges. But it was very disturbing. And the victim who survived the crash, oddly enough, said she doesn't blame her for it. She blames social media for the crash.
Oh, God.
Nope.
Yeah, so she's unable to take responsibility even for what she did.
Well, this is a very ill woman. I just saw clips of the video, which is, as Jim pointed out, I can imagine like the extended director's cut, but just the little snippets I saw are so disturbing. Just watching her behave, you realize how this is a really troubled person, it plays out right in front of you.
I found myself when I was watching that, and she was shaking her sister, kissing her sister bleeding from the head. I found myself yelling at the screen.
Yeah, you know, call 911.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was doing. I could not believe, and I caught myself going, "Oh my gosh, this is affecting me more than I thought it would." But it was quite a disturbing thing to see, and I'm sure this is going to pretty much go down in kind of an historic trial, because no one's really ever been charged or prosecuted for distracted driving by using a cell phone in any way. So even though it's vehicular manslaughter with gross negligence, that's where that charge stems from. This will be one of those landmark cases that will change things. This will cause some legislation or something as a result of that, which will either stiffen the penalties for distracted driving all the way around, or something more specific to a smartphone use.
Yeah, I mean, this is an overwhelming story, Jim.
People have to watch out and not blame social media for this. It's like you can't blame the car or the automaker or the auto industry because she drove drunk and crashed the car.
Right.
I can't blame the technology for her negligence, but people are doing that, and we got to really be very careful in that. Yes, technology, you know, is released, and all of a sudden we play catch up with laws and all of that kind of stuff because no one thinks of the bad stuff that happens. Just think of all the cool stuff you can do with this technology, but people are stupid. So that it does result in that. So we just have to be very careful with that. It is sad, no doubt. Social media played a big part in it, no doubt. Alcohol played a big part of it. But really the ultimate responsibility and accountability goes to 18-year-old Abdulia Sanchez.
Yep.
I think any reasonable human adult is going to agree with you. Is there going to be some weird loophole that an attorney can exploit, though, to make a judge or a jury not agree? And that's,
well, you know, there's already been.
I think Anna Heath is coming in here on Thursday. I'll bug her about it.
No!
She's a defense lawyer.
There's already been her family and others that are saying she had a troubled life. She was taken from her family. I think she was in foster care for a while. So there's some disturbance going on. She was heading down the wrong path. She has, as a 14-year-old, she has a some sort of reckless driving charge when she stole a car or got in her father's car, whatever it was. So she's got this history that they may bring up and try to lessen the penalties that are involved or plead down to some sort of lesser charges. But there's no way she's not going to suffer consequences for her actions on Friday.